This call is being recorded.
And now feel yourself and know yourself as light. Be the light within you. And put your attention at your chakra centers and see, become aware of all of your 8 chakra centers. The 8th one, of course, being the soul star chakra, which has awakened in many, many, many across the planet, and many without even knowing that it has been reawakened. And see all of the chakras in perfect alignment with their respective colors and the respective spinning of those chakras. So as you visualize your chakras, as you become aware of them, see them in alignment and with the colors starting from the bottom up, the first chakra red, the second orange, the third, the solar plexus area yellow, the fourth at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. And the fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue. And the sixth, the middle of the forehead, the third eye, purple or indigo. And the seventh, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above the head, pure, brilliant white. And all 8 chakras with their respective colors and alignment, the spinning of the chakras, and with your mind, for the mind is the builder, with your mind, simply speed up the chakras if they seem to be spinning somewhat slowly. And as you speed them up, know that you are raising your vibration at the same time. You are raising the frequency vibration of your entire body as you do this, and certainly the etheric and astral bodies as well. And then put your attention at your high heart center and your 6th chakra, and energetically connect the two by sending energy, visualize energy going from your high heart center to your 6th chakra and back down around to your high heart center, and a vortex of energy being formed as a result of this, and your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex. And your conscious knowing self is now as a point of consciousness, a pinpoint of consciousness that finds its exit now as it moves down into that spiral, into that vortex, coming out in the, looking out through the third eye, looking out through it as a doorway or a window into the astral world. And then let yourself exit now through that doorway, through that third eye, into the astral realm. And as you're exited now from your body, as that point of consciousness, make that point of consciousness now your astral body. Just simply visualize it and know it to be so. Make it your ideal body, whatever that might be. So that you can now identify more with the astral body. Just as you identify with your physical body, Imagine if you could fully identify with your astral body and your physical body becoming that idealization from your astral, which, by the way, is somewhat how those med beds and beyond that actually operate. For you are altering with your visualization, with your ability to imagine, you are creating your astral body as you want it to be, which will then become the physical form as well. Many people do not know this at this point yet, but it is coming. Now, let yourself in that astral body begin to rise up and feel the motion as you rise up to the, through the roof of your building, wherever you are, up into the clouds, and see your physical body falling down below you as you continue to rise upward until you've passed the point of the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of all of the planets in the solar system, the solar sun, all of the ships that are out here, many millions and millions of ships that surround this planet, all different levels, all different sizes and colors and shapes. And as you look back down now at the Earth from this point, from this viewpoint, see the violet flame emerging from each of your bodies as it grows and expands to encompass your physical body, to encompass the area where you find yourself, where your physical body lays or sits, and grows and expands and connects with all other violet flames throughout the planet. Some that are consciously doing this at this moment, and others that are at an unconscious or subconscious level. But the violet flames merge everywhere, eventually creating a complete engulfing of the planet Earth. But now, even beyond the planet Earth, out into the solar system, see that violet flame engulfing the entire solar system. And you're right in it now. You're in the violet flame as it has expanded and expanded and expanded. Simply use your mind, your imagination, your imaging in capability through your third eye to create this. Know that you are creating your own illusion here, but this illusion is your reality. Just as you allow any illusion that has been created to either be your reality or not be your reality. So create whatever you want here. And at the same time, be aware of the many waves of energy that have been coming down to this planet, to this solar system, to this planet, from the great central sun of the universe, emanating from the source itself, wave after wave after wave, becoming stronger and stronger, and bringing higher and higher vibratory frequency to this solar system and to this planet. And as a result of that, consciousness also increasing. Remember, vibration and consciousness are all intertwined with each other. Raise your vibration, you raise your consciousness. Raise your consciousness, you raise your vibration. It is all one. So see now that which has been called the event, that wave of energy that comes through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, emanating from the great central source of the universe, and comes down through this galactic sun to through your solar sun. And as a flash of energy, an immense pulse of energy that comes through the sun and strikes the earth. But all across the planet will see this flash at the same, in the same moments. And will interact with this flash, with this wave of energy, with this consciousness wave, based on where they are in that moment. It is why we continue to say, be in the moment. Be in the moment. Move beyond the attachments of the past. Hold yourself in this very moment, in this now perfect moment. For it is a perfect moment. Every moment is a perfect moment if you allow it to be. Now, as a result of this consciousness wave, this event, this changeover, see now how the world will change, how everything will change as a result of this ascension wave. And how there will be no more separation. How oneness will be the way it will be. Everyone will feel the togetherness, the oneness, the unity, as unity consciousness takes over. Unity consciousness through love, not through fear. For in this consciousness, there will be no more fear. Your past memories will be just that, memories. Just as your past lives are nothing but memories now. Allow this consciousness wave now. See it moving through your physical body, your astral, your etheric, and your physical body as well. Feel it rejuvenating. Your bodies. And if you will, even see your physical body now. Changing to become that ideal that you're in your astral body. Now let yourselves begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves. Back towards your physical form, and always be sure to tuck your astral and etheric body back into your physical. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. and I am your Saint Germain. And I come at this time to continue to assist you in all that you are doing at this time, in all that you are doing to find yourselves out of this illusion of separation, this illusion that you yourselves long ago are a part of creating this. You created this as a collective, and as a collective, you can now move beyond this and change this. Yes, there are those that are attempting to hold on to the status quo, attempting to hold on to the life as they know it to be, which is the old 3D paradigm, the matrix. They attempt to hold on to it in every way that they can, every way that they know to do, using that same old playbook over and over and over, which has worked for so many years and years, hundreds, thousands of years even. It has worked. But their biggest fear was always that the population would awaken and no longer follow their playbook, no longer follow their programming. And that is what is occurring now. People are awakening everywhere. Consciousness is rising everywhere. Vibrational frequency is increasing everywhere. And those that continue to remain in the darkness, continue to hide themselves in the shadows of that darkness, can no longer do so. They cannot hide anymore from you. So therefore, they have arisen from those shadows and shown themselves to be exactly what they are. And you see them now for what they are. Many cases, soulless beings that have attempted to hold control over the population of this planet. For this is the planet where they have attempted to do so. They have attempted it at other planets as well. But they have fallen upon this planet, Earth, Gaia, for so long now, attempting to hold on to it as their own, to control it. But as you know, this is not being allowed. The game is coming to an end, or at least this part of the game. And you all are a major portion, a major part of bringing an end to this game. Even though everything around you continues to seemingly be falling apart, and indeed it is, everything that you have known, the old normal, is no longer to be. You might say you are going to have a new normal. And that new normal is going to take you into higher vibrational frequencies, higher consciousness. And you will love how all of this comes about, how all of these changes happen. Even as they are happening, because someday into the future, you will look back and you will remember these times and what you went through, what you experienced. But it will be just simply that, a glimmer, a simple memory of what was. Because you will be so enraptured in your new life, in your new surroundings, in your new abilities to create life all around you as you want to make it whatever you want it to be. You will be so enraptured by all that that you will forget the sorrow, the heartache, the tumultuousness at times. You will no longer need to hold on to that, just as now you do not need or even want to hold on to any of that. Your discussion earlier, be out of the illusion, create your reality. That is where you want to be right now. No longer be within the illusion. Let the illusion play out in front of you, as we have said, and many have said, as a movie playing in front of you, and just simply watch it play its way through. But just as your movies predominantly always end with something positive happening, with the hero or the heroine winning at the end, so too will you win in the end. And you have heard many times now, you will love how this movie ends. And it is coming to an ending. But whenever there is an ending to something, there is a beginning to something else. And you are already working on that new beginning. You are already working on the new reality, creating the new reality, creating the new Gaia, following in her footsteps as she raises her consciousness and brings all of you along with her. And all of those that are not able to withstand life within that higher vibration will no longer be here, for they cannot sustain themselves within the light if they are not ready to be a part of that light. So continue to trust. Continue to trust in everything that you have been hearing, reading, understanding, but most importantly, been able to discern the truth from. Because yes, there is much misinformation out there, many false truths, but that you do not resonate to those falsehoods. And you know that. And you know that because deep within you, each and every one of you, you feel the calling within you, the knowing within you that this is not right for you. And then this is right for you. You can understand the difference, discern the difference. For that knowing is deep within you. Trust in it. Trust in it to take you through these times. And knowing that these times are swiftly coming to an end. And you have heard of announcements. They have not been forgotten. They have only been slightly postponed, but they are still coming. Count on it. Know it. For everything is about to be revealed in so many different ways and from so many different sources. Continue to use your discernment, but at some point, not too far off now, the truths will be revealed, and discernment, as you know it now, will no longer be necessary, for you will hear the truth and know the truth, just as all around you will as well. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that the violet flame continues to purge out all the old paradigm within you, all the old illusion of the 3D matrix that no longer holds you to it. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om. Greetings to you. One Who Serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready for the next part of this, that being your questions. We always love your questions, and we like them even more and more because they are becoming much more astute, much more attuned to who you are at this time. In the beginning, if you look back and look at those questions that were asked in earlier times here, and they were quite different than they are now. As we say, much more astute, much more attuned to the levels of being that you are now at this time. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
Okie dokie, I'll jump in. This is Lorelei. Hello, dear ones.
Yes.
So we have been hearing that I've been hearing that the astral realm is really not a realm it's a realm of all the sort of the negative creations, if you will, or the low vibrational creations. So it's not a realm that we want to really mess around with at all. But the thing is, then we talk about our astral body, and that seems to be good to go flying around in our astral body. So can you give me what the difference between the astral realm and the astral body, and why that is a good thing for us to participate in the astral body but not the astral realm?
First of all, the astral realm, as you are speaking of, is not what you have come to understand. It is creation, and it is creation of thought forms that have created this. And it can be what you are calling negative thought forms, but it can also be quite positive thought forms as well. So it is whatever you are making it. Please understand that your astral body came before your physical body. So you are actually more attuned to your astral body if you allow it to be so. You came here in that body and then took on your physical body, you see. The astral is a creative realm, we will say here. Just as when you go through your ascension process into that fifth dimensional frequency, that will also be a creative realm. But the difference here between that and the astral will be that there will be no more negative creation forms within that higher fifth dimension as you find yourselves. Okay? Understand this? And we will ask Shoshana if she has other perspective here.
We do not have another perspective, but what we will share, if we may share, dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
The body astral is the most familiar to that of the humans, and that is why it is easy for many to don their astral body and go beyond the 3D reality, you see. It is the most familiar to you. There are many bodies that you carry, but this astral body is closest to the human body. Namaste.
Very good. Does this answer your question then?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
I have a question.
Yes.
You're talking about the astral body, and when we pass on, do we pass with our astral body like before we came?
It is a very difficult concept to understand this from your three-dimensional understanding because you have been blocked by the so-called veil here. that keeps you from understanding in the passing when you move from this dimension into the dimension which you call death here, that it what that actually is. And you do move into your astral body as you move into that level of once you pass over here, we will say, what has been called summertime by some. And at that point, you are in that astral body and you are creating whatever it is that you want. You do not have your physical body anymore, but you still have a body, a body of definition. And as we have said, you can create your astral body to be anything that you want it to be. And you can change gender, you can change shape, you can do whatever you want at that level when you move into what comes after this passing here from the physical form. Okay, Shoshana?
We do not add to this.
Very good.
There
was
is
this
something
sufficient
else
for you?
So that's why we can recognize our relatives or whatever that has gone on too, that we know who they are and we can visit with them and so on and give them love and that. Is that true?
But you do not know them by their bodies, as they may not appear to you in the same body that they had. They may appear to you somewhat completely different, but you know them by vibration.
Oh, okay. I believe that. That's a good answer. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question. Okay. I wanted to know about the negative polarity. I heard something today. Is it true that there is no negative polarity in 5D, or is there still negative until 6D? That's a question I had.
We would like you to, for beginning here, to let go of 5D versus 6D versus 7D, 8D, 12D, whatever it is, and just be
okay
in whatever D that you are in at the time, you see,
okay,
whatever dimension. Not be concerned about what is here, what is there. Just know that you are going to move through the ascension. You are going through the ascension process now, and you will move eventually through the full ascension. And at that point, you will be in whatever dimensional frequency you need to be in that time. Do not be concerned about which number it is. Okay?
Thank you.
We use the term 5D because it is very difficult for one to think about jumping many different dimensions at once, even though we do not use 4D very often, but you will pass through that fourth dimension as well, going into the higher dimensions. Okay, Shoshana?
We will share. May we share?
Please do.
Dear sister, we will ask a question here. What do you think negative polarity is?
On 3D, it's a catalyst for us to grow. We know what we don't want, so we know what we do want.
And is this the explanation you have for duality?
I think it's a learning tool. So,
yes.
I don't know. Right and wrong, I guess. So we know that not to, do unto others as we would have done to us if. My thing is the level of polarity. I mean, what we're seeing now, I'll put it this way, what we're seeing now coming out in alternative media about what they're finding in these domes is incredible horror show, hell on earth or under earth, in earth. And, I'm just within myself trying to reconcile you know, that level of polarity and harm and torture and, you know, having no consideration for another living thing. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to kind of see where that ends or, you know, when somebody that's negative would get past that, you know.
So, may we further share here?
Please do.
Does your question ask, do other dimensions carry that negative influence? Is that your question?
Yes, and the level of it.
The dimension that you all call the fifth dimension is a dimension of oneness. So the declaration there, the overall focus of the fifth dimension is oneness, that all are one, that what one does, the other does, what one thinks, the other thinks, what one creates, the other co-creates, you see. It is complete unity. So there cannot be anything else there, you see. So it is very difficult to explain negative and positive because that is a dimensional quality of the third dimension. Negative polarity and positive polarity, which are opposites, are a product of duality, you see. You see, in this third dimension, you are given the ability to do right or do wrong, do harm or do good. You have choices here. As you rise in consciousness, you realize that there is no separation. There is only oneness, and that is a big thing to be responsible for, you see, because everything that you do, the other person will benefit from or not benefit from. That is why there is protection of unity in the fifth dimension, you see. That is what we can share with you. Namaste.
And we have
very
said
helpful.
Many,
thank you.
We have said many times, everything is vibration and consciousness. And if you think about what it is that you are describing here in those deep underground military bases and the horrors that are being revealed very slowly, but yet are coming out, that is a very, very low vibration and therefore low consciousness. So those that would perpetrate those types of situations are ones with very low vibration and very low consciousness. That will not be allowed to continue once the vibrations increase across the planet, just as they are doing now. And this is why they are now coming out of the shadows and being revealed for what they are. They cannot sustain themselves in the higher vibrations. They remain deep within these bases as much as they can because they cannot handle the higher vibrations that are happening now on the surface of the planet, you see. You may not think that vibration is increasing on the surface. You may even think it's decreasing, but it is not. It is certainly not.
No, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can definitely feel it increasing. Thank you. Thanks very much.
We wish to share once again. May we share?
Sure.
We wish to share more clarification on this, that when a being reaches fifth dimensional understanding or fifth dimensional consciousness, they immediately know that what they do to another. If they lie to another, they lie to themselves. If they harm another, they harm themselves. So the consciousness of oneness prevails in that dimension because no one wants to hurt themselves, you see. There is no consciousness on the third dimensional plane like this people are not aware that what they do to another. When a being reaches this state of consciousness, they live fifth dimensionally. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Namaste.
Would there be any other questions here now?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Our sister Gina had posted a channeling recently by El Moria about Camelot and King Arthur and his knights and the round table and so on, which touched me very much, and I actually cried throughout. To go back, when I was a little girl, like about 6 years old or so, my older brother took me to a movie, a black and white movie of King Arthur and his knights, and I was very, very touched by that. And King Arthur always has been, since then, one of my big heroes, together with Robin Hood and Tarzan, and always been close to my heart. And the channeling by El Moria was amazing, and also learning that Saint Germain actually had been Merlin at that great time, and about Excalibur and all these other revelations. And after the channeling, I asked my higher self to bring me back to Camelot, if possible. And we flew, and very quickly flew over a huge forest, and there was an opening there, and I saw the grand view of an old castle with well-kept greens in front.
Is there a question here?
There is a question. There is a question, and I'm coming to it very soon. And when landing, there were the knights of the round table with King Arthur sitting at like 12 o'clock, and I was sitting at 4 o'clock, and I realized that I was Lancelot. That all brought up so much pain in me, because I think I've lived with that guilt and pain for a long time of having possibly brought down Camelot, and for so many lifetimes, and because of his lust and affair with Queen Guinevere. And also the shame of having betrayed the king that I loved and admired tremendously. My question is, did that affair destroy Camelot, or was it all meant to be this way? And can I now let go of the guilt and shame? I feel I've always carried some kind in this lifetime, I can only say, some kind of a sadness and of some grief. Did it have to do with that lifetime?
And we are going to answer this question by comparing it to the collective here, rather than just this one who asked this question. And there are many that have past life aspects of themselves where they have been connected in some way to famous beings, famous people that you have heard of in your mythologies, and all of these things, the stories, the fables. And it is not so much that you have to be concerned about who you were or what you did or anything. All of this was a part of the expression that was needed by the collective to create the reality that you have now, you see. So you were all a part of that creation of that. Whether it happened exactly as your movies depict or your books or whatever is not important here. Just that it did happen in various ways, or there was some semblance of reality to these stories. All your myths and all of that began with something that created the myth to begin with. So yes, indeed there was the Arthur and the Round Table and the Lancelot and Guinevere and Merlin and all of this. All of this existed. It did happen. Not directly in the ways it has been depicted, but it did occur. And you yourself who are asking this question have a connection here in terms of an aspect. We will confirm this for you because you have already experienced it and felt it. That is the important thing. When you feel it as you have, then you know there is truth to it. If you just were simply told this by someone, say a psychic or something of this nature, then you would need to look further into it, and why we always say that you need to experience it for yourself, and you have. So therefore, yes, there is definitely truth in this, and everything that did occur at that time, again, has strong meaning for your present conditions that you are finding yourselves in now. It was a precursor, we will say, of a republic that was created as a result and what came out of this. Know that Merlin was there, Saint Germain was there as Merlin, and Saint Germain was there again with the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Put that together and you understand everything we are saying here. Shoshana.
We will share here. Dear sister, may we share with you?
Please.
We will ask you, when a child begins to walk and a child holds onto an object, a table or the hand of another being, to assist this child in walking, is this wrong?
No, of course not.
Do we wish as a culture to push that child down?
No.
We do not. So, this realm offers many lessons. And as a soul, the growth of a soul is dependent upon learning how to become more conscious, how to raise in consciousness. The story that you have given is a story of temptation, you see. So temptation and fulfillment of temptation, of coveting another person's spouse or partner, has been told that that is not a good thing because it causes pain and it causes grief for another. So when your soul wishes to help you to understand that, it creates an incarnation where you are tempted. Now we can see that you have learned this lesson, that you have been tempted many times in this life, and you have not succumbed to temptation to hurt another, to cause grief or pain for another. Is this not true?
Mostly.
Yes, it is mostly true, and you are completely aware of this now. So we will say that you have learned your lesson. And there is no cause to reminisce about this lesson. There is no cause to find sadness in this lesson, as this is evolution. This is the fulfillment of your soul's desire to move you forward in consciousness. How can that be sad? Do you see what we are saying here?
Yes, and it's, to me, it was a release. It was a release of all that. It was very, very strong afterwards.
You moved forward.
My question was, is that feeling now gone? Because I felt kind of a sadness, a grief my whole life in this lifetime. I don't know what was in past lifetimes. Did that?
We cannot advise you to decide for you if your feeling is gone or not. Your feeling is dependent upon how much you are going to punish yourself for this. Your feeling is dependent upon how much you reminisce that you were bad, that you were wrong, because there is really none of that, you see. So the feeling that you conjure up is a feeling based on how you are thinking about yourself. Forgive yourself. Move forward. Move on. Do not even think of this as anything. It is just a part of the puzzle of moving humans upward in consciousness, you see. That is all it is. So you can decide whether you wish to have this feeling or not. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say to you and to all here, just simply think of it only as a memory. And that is all it is.
A picture.
Just a memory, yes, and move beyond it. It has no sway in your current life unless you allow it to have that. Okay?
Okay, yeah, and I feel it's gone.
Yes, very good. Are there any other questions here now before we release channel? Then we...
I have an email question.
Yes, we are ready for
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I couldn't get the mute off. Okay, if we as a collective follow the universal laws, how will our world change as a result?
Everything about your raising your consciousness is about following the universal laws. Whether you know what they are or not is not important. Just knowing that you are following your conscience. Your conscience and your consciousness, and allowing yourself to continue to move into higher vibrational frequencies. And in doing so, you will automatically be following those laws. Now, you know those laws from long ago when they were first brought into creation. Many of you were a part of that even in the beginning here. We cannot go into that directly, but just know that you have that deep within you, that deep knowing, deep within your heart center that knows these laws and continues to abide by all of them. And the more that you do that as a collective, the more that you will then be creating that new world, that new age of Gaia that is fast coming upon you now, because you are following those laws. Do you have anything you add here, Shoshana?
Great.
We do not.
Very good. Then we are through for the time. Do you have a parting message, Shoshana?
We will simply say to be in the moment. Be here now. There is perfect love and perfect joy and perfect understanding in the moment, you see. You are safe in the moment. It is when a being dwells upon the past or projects into the future that causes pain, causes frustration, causes aggression even. It is the most prominent thing, the most important thing to reach fifth dimensional consciousness by being in the moment. Namaste.
Very good. And we would simply say continue to watch the show as it is going on all around you, and do not become ensconced within it. Just let it play out and be aware of it, but be aware of it simply as a show or as an illusion. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Namaste.